Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Most people don't think about team. They don't think they need it. We have a lot of solopreneurs who think, I don't need a team. I'm an individual contributor. We have a lot of people who go, I don't want to hire a team ever because, you know, that's a pain in the butt. And obviously, we've got people who do work in organizations and teams around the world in more formal matters. But I do believe that this is one of the most important topics of your entire lifetime to get right strategically and tactically. Because here's how you know if you've done team well in your entire life. And I mean, that means if you work for somebody else or you run your own team or you're considering it, here's the simple answer. If you are either A, overwhelmed on a recurrent basis, B, far behind what you believe your potential is, or C, not making the impact or the revenue that you know you can, you got a team problem, my friends. Because here's where it begins. It begins with the mindset. So many people bemoan team. Ugh, Brendan, I don't want to hire a team. What a pain in the butt. Hiring sucks. And then someday I'm going to have to fire people. And besides, how am I going to pay them? And then you know what? They're going to cheat and steal from me. And oh my gosh. And people's attitudes towards teams are so negative. And I don't judge it, because I know many people have had that experience come from fact. They had experience where, you know, somebody did come into their organization and do something wrong, or they did go through, you know, waves of hiring and they're frustrated about it, or they did feel like they got cheated, stole from, lied to. But listen, that's life too. Don't blame the concept of teams for what inevitably happens in all of human behavior. I think the number one reason people get teams wrong is they hope that team behavior and the individuals in their team are different than humans, you know? And what I mean by that is, listen, think about your family and your friends. Isn't it true you have some that are more successful than others? Isn't it true some do lie to you? Some do steal from you? Isn't it true that there's good behavior, inappropriate behavior, bad behavior? Listen, on a team, no matter what you call your team, there are going to be good actors, bad actors, people who are high performing, people who are normal, people who just don't show up. That's inevitable. Please stop fighting the inevitable. Stop setting your mindset to the fact that, oh, well, this one person took some money from me, or this one team member was terrible and I had to fire them. It was the worst experience. Listen, part of real leadership, part of becoming a high performer, is the ability to just simply anticipate that human behavior will always run the gamut of positive and negative. You should no longer ever be surprised by poor behavior on your team. Not once. Not ever. You should never be surprised when a high performer lets you down. You should never be surprised when somebody asks for the raise and they don't deserve it. You should never be surprised when somebody quits and you were surprised. You should never be surprised that, you know, people will do inappropriate things while you're paying them. All of these things that I know are blocks for people that do, again, happen. It happens. So what? It's just like, hey, listen, if you're going to go chase a dream, is it true there's going to be struggle? Is it true you're going to fail? Is it true there's going to be so many Mondays you think, this sucks, I want to quit, I want to never deal with this dream, this task, this project ever again? Well, whatever you're striving towards for your dream, and all the struggles and the conflicts that you, of course, know that's going to happen, know that is exactly going to happen in team development. Stop being surprised by human behavior. I mean, read more books on psychology, or watch more shows, or read more books in personal development and realize, wow,
There's a big range of people out there. Your job is to find good ones, to cultivate the good ones, to unleash the good ones to support you in your mission and your cause, and not get so trapped or upset by the ones that aren't great. You know, I share this from the perspective of, as many of you know, over the last years, I went from a very individual contributor in my own business and my own brand. For the first decade of my life, I basically had one or two outsourced contractors. And when I say the first decade, in my own career now as an influencer. So I had event support, customer service support, and that was one person, you know? And then it became like two people. And then it became like three people. But for the first decade, I really kept a really small ship, I mean, on purpose. But during that time, I was also investing in other companies and becoming part owners in other companies. And I had other partners who were hiring and managing our teams. And I saw how diligently they did it, how well they did it, and how we achieved such extraordinary growth in some of my other brands and businesses investments. And why did that always happen? It wasn't because of me, even if I was tied into those companies. It was always because team. And so I really want to encourage you, wherever you're coming from, whatever excuse you have, however negative you feel about team, to please, with me today, revisit it. You deserve to have a very positive, buoyant, abundant mindset about teams. And if you don't, you're the one getting in your way. Do not blame prior poor human behavior. Please do that as yourself as a gift. That's the most important thing. So I'm going to jump right in with the first and most obvious thing today that we're going to return to over and over and over. Commit to building team right now. Commit to building team right now. No matter who you are, if you're like, Brandon, I don't have any employees, or you got 100 or you got 1,000, right now, today, you got to switch your mind and go, if I want to achieve an extraordinary quality of life, I need to build team. And let me talk about that in a very generic sense right off the bat before we jump into the specifics for you today, just to make sure that you're connecting here. Listen to this. It's very important. There's different areas of your life that you're always going to be building team, right? Think about your personal life, like yourself, right? You want to build a team, a support system of people who help you thrive individually as a human. That means you want to have relationships that you might call part of your team. I think of my team as an example. I think of the team, I think my wife, she and I are on a team together, right? We call each other Team Tooties because if you know our nicknames, I call her Cutie Patootie, and she ended up calling me Cutie Patootie back. We call it short Tooties. And so she's like on my team. And Team Tooties, we take on everything together. And when there's a difficulty or challenge, it's us. It's a team together trying to knock down the problems, trying to build a quality of life together. That's a team right there. Your spouse, your partner is a team. So some of what I'll talk about today, even for some of you like, I don't want to hire anybody, Brendan, listen closely because it applies to your family too. You got kids, they're on your team. You know, that part of your life, in your personal life, most people don't think about that. I got a team for my health, right? When I think about like, oh, I've got a chiropractor. Oh, I have a doctor. Oh, I've got a masseuse. Oh, I have somebody who helps us prepare meals sometimes, especially if I'm either on the road or we have a really busy season come up or several launches that we'll have. I think about all of that to keep me running at my highest levels. I got to have a personal team. And I got to think about that. My family is my personal team. So please broaden your conceptualization of team. Think about even in the service you want to give to the world. Even if you don't have a business, the service you want to give in the world. Boy, I would love, Brendan, to help more kids, be able to go to school. I love to build some schools. I would love to be able to help cancer patients. I would love to help women do this. I would love to help this audience do that. If you're in service, in mission, to helping other people, you're gonna need more people to support you with that. You know, even great pastors of great churches realize they're never going to reach more people with the word unless they end up getting more people to support it. Not just in their immediate congregation, but also in more churches, also in more organizations, also in more countries. And so if you want to scale something of real meaning or value, whether that's your business or a cause that you support, obviously team. But many of you right now, you think you've committed to building team, but you haven't. You really do. You're like, oh, yeah, I get this, Brendan. Okay, tell me about your team. How often do you speak with them? How often do you develop them? How often are you strategically moving the chess pieces around to get the right people in the right places? It's a constant and never ending thing. You should focus on working your team as much as you work your tasks. Write it down. Your week should be comprised as much in supporting or cheering on or placing or playing the chess pieces of team as your individual tasks. That's how we know you're going to achieve an extraordinary quality of life. Now, I know some people are going to like, Brendan, I'm a millionaire. I've never hired anybody. I'm like, I get it. The questions, again, come back to that very first piece of this. Are you overwhelmed a lot? Do you feel like you're not reaching your full potential? Do you feel like you're not earning as much or making the difference you can? And in those three areas, the answer is team. So I'd love for you to all to have a different commitment. So think about that for a minute. Are you where you wanted to be this year? And if you're not, don't fool yourself. Team is at the center of all that. So let's all right here commit to building a team. I also think about team, before I get into the business side of things, I also think about team in terms of skill development, right? For me, I'm always piecing together people who are gonna help my skills develop individually. I think of the people who I've hired as coaches to help me be a better public speaker. People who've hired as consultants to make me a better marketer and business person. People I have hired as consultants to help me reformat or rerun my organization. I think about my lawyers. I think about the skills in every area that I want to develop, whether it's learning to play piano or learning to speak Spanish. Guess what? I'm building a team around that constantly to support me. And those aren't even people I consider part of my companies. Does that make sense? So I want you to always be thinking about, oh, wow, I got to think about team in a much broader way. I got to be thinking about team for my health. I got to be thinking about team for my skill development. I got to think about team. And if you can really lock in on that. Now, some of you right here, you have a business or you're in a business with a team. And I'm just here to tell you, if you want to climb the ladder, if you want to make more revenue, you've got to commit to building team at another level today. Listen, the high performance experience is always this phrase we're always talking about, reaching another level. We got to go to another level of commitment and discipline in building your team. And if you will do that with me today, I promise things will change. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com. When you're hiring people, first and foremost, you do not have to go out and hire people automatically with these huge salaries, you know, of the average, you know, income of the United States, whether it's, you know, $50,000 or $60,000 here or worldwide at some other number. Stop thinking that hiring always means writing big checks. Many of you could get a tremendous number of supporters, people around you as interns. Many of you could get tremendous amount of supporters and team around you informally by building community. Many of you can get a tremendous number of volunteers around to support you. And you think, well, I don't have a team, so I can't do it. I'm like, really revisit that. The first question, as you know, that we talk about high-performance habits is having clarity about what you want. What is it you want to build? What is it you want to grow into? And working backwards from that. I'll give you an example. One of my first big things I ever wanted to do was run events. I wanted to do seminars. I wanted to do conferences because those things had changed my life and I wanted to do it. But I didn't have any money to pay people. And I, of course, let that limit me at the very beginning of my career and thinking, oh, well, I don't have any money to hire anybody. I guess I'll never get this dream. And then I started telling people what I wanted to do. And I'd meet people and like, oh, you know what? If you ever do that, let me help you out with that. I started shouting from the rooftops what my dreams were. And I talked with people who are passionate about similar things and say, hey, if I ever do an event like this, would you come help me? I might pull off the event. I might not have any money, but maybe you could volunteer and just help out a little bit. Would you be interested in that? And I enrolled teams of volunteers even to this day. Listen, guess what? You'll see volunteers. You'll see dozens of volunteers at some of our events. And those volunteers help us execute great events. And you'll have seen them come back. Many of our volunteers come back over and over and over again, mostly because my team really does a great job in leading them. But at the very beginning, it was literally me and one other person. And it was scary. And I had to recruit my mom, my dad, my then girlfriend, I recruited everybody to come and help me. And they were my team. I wasn't paying. I didn't know how to do that. The first time I wanted to have a team in my personal life, I was like, I need a chef because I can't cook. I suck at cooking. I don't enjoy cooking. Sorry for all those cooks out there. I love you. And please invite me over to your house. I will eat all of your food. And I will tell you it's the best thing ever because I just love food. But I'm a terrible cook. And if for me to do anything that is not my craft, I am easily distracted and I will just spend hours and hours and hours doing dumb things. So I went to a culinary school and I put up a job board for an opportunity to get a personal letter of recommendation to come and get some experience as a private chef. And I had a private chef when I was broke living in San Francisco. And people are like, oh my God, you're living large over there, Brandon, with your private chef. I said, I'm not, they're doing this for experience. This is like an intern. And people were amazed. So first off the bat, please don't let this money conversation stop you from recruiting volunteers or interns or people who could support your cause. Because if you did that, if you let that mindset win, please realize we would have never had a Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela. Please realize we would have never had the origins of the beginning of our country if we didn't have leaders, people who would persuade and speak and enroll people into a big vision. Your job should be always enrolling people into your vision. Always. Some people will come on who are professionals. Some people will come on as volunteers. Maybe you find some interns, but do not discount your ability to get people to support you. That's very important. I know I'm going on and on, just sending some mindset here stuff with you guys because it's so incredibly important. And I've seen that so many times. People say, well, I don't have any money. But then they also say, I don't know if I want team. Brendan, I know maybe I could figure it out, but I don't know if I want team or where I would do that because I suck at hiring. So let's talk through some of this thing. My big idea for mindset development is to know your style and your role. I'm going to talk through each of these. To know your style, my friend, and your role. So let's talk about this. In the difference that you're making in the world, let's talk about your style. Now, in your style, your style of work, let's imagine you have a mission or you got a dream. Your style of work, there's really kind of like four styles of work, aren't there? There's that style of work where you're just the individual contributor and you just love doing your thing. You're the artist, the craftsperson, the creator, right? Your style is you want to work on your thing by yourself, not dealing with other humans very often. If you know that is true for you, I'll talk to you in a bit, okay? That artist, that creator, that individual contributor, that's the first style, okay? The second style is more of the tactician on a team, meaning you love to be on a team and you love, you're a tactician, you do a specific thing. You're like, you're the coder, you're the graphic person, you're the video person, you're someone who's a tactician and operator on a team, and you love to do a specific thing, and you love to do that thing as a contributor to that team, sort of solo. That's just style as well. Third style, managerial style. That's like, you're a people developer. You love to bring on people. You love to manage people. You love to work with people. You love to give people projects, tasks, activities, make them accountable, make them grow, make them able to achieve with you. That's more of the manager style, okay? That's more of the manager style. And then the last style is more of the, I would say, leader investor style. That's more of the you absolutely need teams to be able to achieve something, but you're not gonna be the person working in the team. You're not gonna be the person doing individual contributions. You're not gonna be the person managing people. You're just up here coordinating the troops to go there. Okay, so those four different styles. Now here's what happens. Usually the first style, the individual contributor, the artist, the creator, that person doesn't like to hire people. That person doesn't like to think about hiring people. That person doesn't want to hire people. That person thinks it's, oh my God, what a pain in the butt. If that is you, you need to first and foremost and immediately work with a hiring agency in your town. Because listen, you're never gonna go post on a job board. You're not gonna take the interviews. You're not gonna do all the coordination because to you, that's your style. You're like, what a pain in the butt, Brendan. No way, I never, Brendan, not me. I'm here to save the day. Go hire a hiring agency. Call them and say, how does it work? I need to get three people in here right away. I need a personal assistant, I need a graphic designer, and I need a marketing person. Tell me how that works. And let them guide you through the process. Let them line up the people. Let them even sit down with you and help hire the people and help them, let them help onboard the people. Maybe one of the people they hire is a manager for you. So it's like getting in the game, learning that process is important. There are parts of my career that was me. I was like, oh my God, I never want to deal with that stuff. Ugh, I don't want to hire anybody. But you know what? I wish I'd talked to hiring agencies earlier in my career. For some of you, if you already have a team, but you know you're the individual contributor and your team is not being managed well, then maybe your next hire is to finally hire a manager or who has managed others before and put them in play and make them if you're the general or you're the individual contributor, then guess what? Make this person your lieutenant. They're the ones who now hires people, brings on people, manages people. You never need to see a status report. If you're that number one style person, it is okay. If you never see a status report, never talk to people, if that's for you, that's okay. You got one person, that's your right-hand person, that's the person who becomes your, in effect, either your HR department, your COO, if you will, that's the person who's operating it all. And you can do your thing. If that's you, that's fine. Just know that that's okay. That's totally okay. Because your role in that style is not to suddenly become something that you hate, not suddenly to do something that you are going, that's going to take away from your craft. And I made this mistake way too much in my life, frankly, way too much. Hiring, I spent way too much time, you know, without delegating that to others on my team. I spent way too much time worrying and freaking out about stuff like that across all of our companies and our brands, especially our startups. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so difficult. That's okay. So you gotta have other people who help manage that or other organizations that help manage that. That's part of knowing your role and your style.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. and I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have
trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.